This is Dr. Nate carrying a consultation on Patricia Merlin. She says, hey, last name is Barb, B-A-R-B. Date of birth is January 17th. I'm sorry, date of birth is September 9, 1960. Date of consultation is March 4, 2022. Referring physician is David McClure, MD. Reason for consultation is lower abdominal, quote, pressure, unquote. Period. Next point, to schedule an upper endoscopy and colonoscopy, period. History of personal illness. Patient is a 61-year-old female who has been having some lower abdominal discomfort and was evaluated by urogynecologist, I'm sorry, was evaluated by gynecologist at Mercy Hospital, period. She was diagnosed of having enterocele, E-N-T-E-R-O-C-E-L-E, by Dr. Ehrlichman, E-L-L-E-R-K-M-A-N, period. For reflux, she takes over-the-counter antacids, period. She has some altered bowel habits, period. Her last colonoscopy was in 2016. And at the time, the quality of preparation was good, period. There were few non-bleeding diverticula in the sigmoid colon, and the diverticulosis appeared to be of mild severity, period. There was also a 5 millimeter polyp in the rectum, and a total polypectomy was performed. And the pathology revealed hypoplastic polyp, period. Paragraph, a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis was done with the contrast on February 23, 2022. And it showed some bilateral basilar fibrosis at the lung basis, period. The liver was normal, period. She is a status for cholecystectomy, period. The pancreas appeared normal, period. Paragraph, there was mild prominence of the right renal pelvis and hydroureter, U-R-E-T-E-R, without obstructive stone, and a 3 centimeter cyst in the lower pole of the right kidney, which is reported to be as being stable, period. There was no evidence of any mucosal edema or luminal distension of the gastrointestinal tract, and there was evidence of distal colonic diverticulosis without diverticulitis, period. Paragraph, review of the labs done on February 15, 2022 revealed normal B1, comma creatinine, comma CBC, period. On January 12, 2022, the C-reactive protein was normal. Her last upper endoscopy was done in 2013, and at the time she was found to have some esophagitis, dash grade 1. And biopsies revealed grade 1 esophagitis, but no mucosal evidence to suggest any Barrett's type of mucosa, period. No Helicobacter pylori was seen, and there was no evidence of villus blunting to indicate celiac disease, period. Paragraph, she was evaluated by gynecologist at the Mercy Hospital for some pulling sensation in the mid the lower suprapubic area, unquote, and also some low back pain and vaginal discomfort and dyspareunia, that is dyspareunia, period. She was diagnosed of having enterocele, enterocele, period. Impression number one, lower abdominal discomfort with some change in bowel habits and also history of diverticulosis of the colon and no evidence of diverticulitis. Next point, gastroesophageal reflux disease, dash long term, takes over-the-counter antacids on a PRN basis. Next point, minimally symptomatic vaginal prolapse. Next point, history of recurrent urinary tract infections. Recommendations, upper endoscopy and colonoscopy will be arranged at the Mercy Hospital where she is being followed by gynecologist, period. I will request Dr. Anurag, A-N-U-R-A-G, Maheshwari, M-A-H-E-S-H-W-A-R-I, to kindly forward the endoscopy and the colonoscopy findings to Dr. Richard Lerkman, E-L-L-E-R-K-M-A-N-N. For further evaluation, period. Further evaluation after the procedure is complete, period. Next point, unless otherwise indicated, follow-up appointment in about 6 weeks' time, and hopefully she would have had the necessary workup, period. End of dictation. Thanks.